After the presentation of the colors, UWF music student Easton Ellenberg performed Edward McDowell's March Wind to a standing room crowd at the UWF Commons Auditorium. It was the opening act to UWF President Dr. Judy Bence's 2014 State of the University speech.
The new normal is not friendly to the University of West Florida.
Dr. Bence did not mince words and began her speech with a reminder of the tough financial situation facing UWF.
I've been president of the University of West Florida during the worst economic times in our history. First, it was the recession, and now it's performance-based funding, which has a punitive element to it financially. We have lost 30% of our state appropriation on which we base our salaries because it is recurring. Or at least it used to be.
Dr. Bence went on to explain in detail the financial status of the university and steps that are being taken to raise its score in the performance-based funding metric. She also praised the faculty, staff, and students for achievements over the past 12 months. After the speech, she said it's important for her to tell the complete story.
It's important for the faculty, staff, and students to know their president gets it. Their president is on the job. Their president is looking and watching. It's not a perfect place. No place is. So you tell the bad and the good. And this time, in addition to saying what we have done and the stresses that have been on us, I wanted to make sure that I gave the broader context. We come out of the recession, they slam us with the metrics, they put our base funding at risk after it's been cut 30%, and the list goes on and on.
During her address, Bence did not mention the recent vote of no confidence taken by the Faculty Senate, nor the vote of support taken by the Board of Trustees. She did, however, say she needed to improve communication with the staff and faculty.
I am keenly aware that there are different points of view. Starting now, I am going to begin to go across this campus and the other campuses that we have, Fort Walton Beach, downtown, military. And I am going to listen to faculty. I am going to ask them, what are their concerns? What are their suggestions? What are their issues? And I promise I will do what I can to remedy it.
Among the achievements Bence talked about was the improvement in the university's six-year graduation rate. That was one of the issues that lost UWF points in its performance-based funding score.
We called up the students who were six-year seniors and said, what will it take for you to graduate by August of 2014? They told us, we offered it. And we went from 42% graduation rate last year to 50% graduation rate. That is a huge leap. We're going to get 5 points for that on the metric scale. Then our retention rate, we're raising it 5 points, and they give you points for improvement. That's 10 points. That's 50% more points than we had before, which was only 21. We are off the bottom, and we also are going to be out of jeopardy in terms of losing our money.
And at the end of the day, Dr. Bence said of all the positives she talked about in her speech, she was most proud of the achievements of the students.
We graduated more students than ever before, over 3,300. So that's the most important thing, is student success. And you saw it in all the different ways, the academic competitions that I listed. They're knocking the ball out of the park at the national level, at the state level, at the regional level. The professors are taking them on the road to do just that, teaching them what it's like in the real world to compete, not just in sports, in academics. Those are the kinds of things that will make a success of them. That's what I'm most proud of. Hands-on, high impact, call it whatever you want. It's teaching them how to be successful.
You can hear UWF President Dr. Judy Bence's entire State of the University speech on our website, wuwf.org. Bob Barrett, WUWF News.